This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You seem energized. Are you happy to be here?
Yes, it's nice to see you again.
Again, I know, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, what are some of your more physically challenging scenes in this film, and how did you tackle them?
The tunnels is definitely one of them. I think Paul, one of his fantasies was getting us as dirty as humanly possible and putting us in the worst situation ever. So that was a bit of it definitely pushed us to our limits, but at the same time it's exciting because this movie is his vision and we're really excited to be part of that, and whatever he wants we're here as the players in his game.
Now, how has your character changed from the last film?
Well, when the film opens, you'll see that Claire has only made it through by her own survival instincts. And so that's an interesting way, I think, of bringing her into this film. And you're also going to see her reunite with her brother. And I think that one of the great things about that is within specifically a sci-fi movie, to be able to bring the depth and dimension of a human relationship is very important. And I think that, just little glimpses of it. Mm-hmm. Come on, this isn't some weepy reunion. The way that Paul has come up with us to meet each other is actually a great sequence. But I think that it brings really a human level to it in a way that you can relate to these characters and you, when you invest on their journey. So I think that's a great new dimension that's in this film.
What's your dynamic with Mila? Because last film, you were taking on the maternal role, getting this caravan across the thing, and then Mila was the outsider. So what's your dynamic with Alice this time?
It actually flips a bit because she takes the place of taking care of me for a little while, while there's some stuff that I'm going through. And by the end, though, what you see is that these girls have each other's back, period. And they're survivors, and they're not, one of the things that I love about these movies also is that there's room for two strong, powerful women. One of them, there doesn't have to be any bitchiness. There doesn't have to be any catfights. It's just these women are going to survive, and let it be a man or a woman. It just happens to be two women. And you kind of see them, and that they have a couple moments where it's like, what they've gone through with the apocalypse of the world and the pain of it, gets recognized a little bit in this movie, and I think that that's important. You can't just be kicking ass and, have the world coming to an end and not take a breath sometimes and really, have a moment with the gravity of what's happening to these people.
You have that big fight scene coming up next week with Wentworth and Sean. Have you been practicing, and what's it been like?
We did. We did some stunt rehearsal for that, which is great. I think that a lot of the fanboys are going to be thrilled because it is beat by beat from the video game. It is drawn directly from it. And I think with this movie, one of the most exciting things is that this is the most like the video game. I'm dressed in the outfit that Claire wears. You see me and Chris in this fight sequence is really beat for beat.
Can you talk a little bit about these 3D cameras as an actor? It's a lot more slow going.
Yes, and absolutely.
Could you talk about working with the cameras and also maintaining that sort of energy when you're working in this environment?
It's definitely been the biggest learning curve for me. As an actor, whenever, I start on a movie, different kind of, things that I perform in ask for different, skill sets. And this one is definitely, the technological side of it. You have to hit your mark. You can't weave back and forth because it's like your nose is jutting at you in 3D. So it's really been learning how to do that. It's exciting to be on the forefront of this technology. This Phantom camera is incredible. Have you heard of the Phantom camera?
Yeah.
And I've watched some of the dailies. It is just, it raises this tension. It makes everything so sensorial, and it's thrilling to watch. So the payoff is, we can see that it's worth it. Within that, you've got to hit your mark. I defer to whatever the cameraman or Paul needs within the shot. And you keep your energy up and know that the outcome is going to be worth it.
We've heard that in some of the fight sequences, for example, you can cheat some of the hits and stuff in 2D that you can't in 3D.
Yes.
3D will, so is that...
There's tricks around that, too.
Can you talk about that?
You can't connect... with punch, but if you can start, you'd have to, I don't know how you write this, but instead of doing a punch like this, you can start it here and just do that. Huh. And that way you're still going to see the connection and then cut into it. on the other end, it gets, you know, we get to do more flips and spins and all that. So, you know, you lose one, but you gain another. I have a very exciting sequence with the Axeman, which is, it's so cool. You know, it's in the torrential rain, and it is just really exciting. I get to run up, flip on the wall, and he's, you know, a character that so many people love from the video game. So to see Claire and the Axeman go head-to-head should whet everyone's appetite.
What, was there any hesitation on your part to come back to reprise Claire? Because, I mean, some characters have come and gone, and some characters have been replaced.
And I think that's part of this. Yeah. But in the end, this is Paul's vision. Yeah. You know, he's written all of them, and when I ran into them about a year and a half ago, at this charity event, and I was like, Paul wrote, you know, this amazing, you know, role for you again, and it's got this great, she has this great journey, and so I was just really honored that they wanted to bring me back, and specifically to get to play a video game character that so many people love, to be able to bring her to life, and to show that they want to bring me back. I guess that the boys and girls are enjoying me in this role, and that to me is a great compliment.
Are you getting a lot of feedback from your Extinction role? I mean, when fans talk to you and stuff like
that? Yeah, they love it.
Is there a gripe, or is there something?
Mostly that they love, you know, seeing the girls as badasses, you know, and that they love the red hair, and they love having her back, and people are really excited to see, you know, what's going to happen with her reuniting with her brother.
Right. You guys, I'm sorry.
No.
Do you guys ever talk about part five?
No, I mean, for me, I'm excited to be working on this now. You never know where things are going to go. I think this is going to be the biggest and the best of all the Resident Evils because of this 3D element. And for me, what excited me about coming back was that Paul is here to direct it. He directed a few scenes in the last one, but I didn't get to have that experience with him. And, I mean, this world, he creates this world in his head. And so for me, it's like I'm showing up and I'm a player in his game. It's really about, you know, he gets to rise and fall with this because this is his creation.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about working with Wentworth?
I love Wentworth. I was thrilled when they cast him. Me and him are actually really similar. We get along great. Mm-hmm. That's another thing with this movie. I mean, there's no catty bullshit. There's no girl drama. There's no ego. You know, we like each other. Me and Mila have a blast. We laugh all the time. And we support each other innately, you know, within these scenes. I mean, if one of us feels like we need something, or, you know, we respect each other's point of view. And I also watch her, you know, I think she's incredible at this. And I learn from her. And with Wentworth, I mean, he's coming into this for the first time. And again, but it's like open arms. I mean, if you come into this with a desire to, you know, portray these characters in a way that the fans are going to love them and know what this is and really bring, you know, your A game, you know, within that world, then it's going to go down well. And he's done that.
There's a lot of creatures in this movie. Do you have a favorite? And also, can you talk about these dogs?
I haven't worked with the dogs yet. So I don't, that's a little bit more of Alice's gig is her with the dogs. So, but it is cool that they've done the opening of the mouth. And I heard Paul the other day saying, you know, these teeth are too symmetrical. They need to look more gnarled into this. So it's fun.
Do you have a favorite, though, of some of the other stuff? Like, there's a lot of different zombies in this, apparently. There's three different versions.
I think for me, it's the Axeman. I mean, I think he's incredible. When you see this axe, it's extraordinary. It's intimidating, and it's huge. And the way that they shoot it looks so great. So
how large is the guy himself? I heard they got a boxer to play.
Yeah, he's huge. I think he's like 6'9".
Wow.
He's huge.
That tower's over you.
And then the way that they shoot him, too, I mean, makes him seem like he's 8 feet tall. You throw the camera down here, drop me over here, and it's just, yeah, this huge image.
You mentioned Claire's journey. Where does a missing Kmart fit into that? Because you were very maternal towards your
right.
life.
Well, one of the things that you'll see is that when you find Claire, the only way that she's survived is coming back to her survival instincts. And against all odds, she's made it through. That's one of the things about Claire, why I love playing her, is that she's a fighter. You put her in any situation and she's going to figure her way out of it. There's no time for weepy or what am I going to do? Or, you know, I mean, she's, you know, by nature a fighter. So she, you know, you'll pick her up, and then, you know, as the movie ensues, they've come up with a really interesting journey for her as she is rediscovering things about her past. And when she comes back together with Kmart, you'll see that, you know,
you're kind of like the Ripley.
I can't talk about so many things. I'm like, I can't say this and I can't say that. You're going to have to wait
and see. Is Alaska the safe haven that everybody was hoping for in the last film?
I don't know.
Is Sarah Palin the ultimate boss?
She's cameo.
How do you think, you talk about your character, how would you respond in some sort of plague-ridden zombie apocalypse? How would
I hope, like Claire, I mean, I'm, you know, I've been in this business for a long time, and as a woman, it's difficult, the pressures that you have on you on a physical level, the rejection, the competition, there's so many elements that make this, you know, not the easiest thing to be part of, and for me, it's always about finding a way to go inside yourself and really remembering what's important and keeping things in perspective and living in the present. And I think that's how Claire survives, and I think that's how I survive in this business, is just staying in this moment and being very, very thankful for everything that I have in this world. And I think that with her, it's like she's just, you know, there's no time to worry, you know, or to get caught up in the drama of it. You know, she stays in the moment and she's going to survive.
So you're saying that being in Hollywood is good training for dealing with flesh-eating zombies.
Yes.
Flesh-eating zombies are easier, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You're filming this at the same time that Heroes is going.
I am.
Were you ever, when you found out when they were going to be shooting, were you ever nervous, shit, this might not work out?
I was, actually. Especially when I heard that Paul had, you know, written this role for me, and I was really excited to be able to come back and do it. The other end is that Heroes is, you know, something I'm so proud to be part of, and I think that what everyone's realizing, especially in network television, is that there's room to let the actors out for a couple episodes to do these movies. They feed each other, and I'm very lucky that on the show we have such a large cast that, you know, you can let me go for a couple and I'll be able to come back and the show can stand on its own.
Well, this is day 35 of the shoot, of 55, so
yeah.
How long, are you up here for the whole shoot?
No, I'm going back. I mean, I wrapped December 2nd, I came up late, I wrapped the 2nd, and I'm back on Heroes. Like, I'll be in the salon for a couple hours, going back to Tracy Strauss, and then right back on the Heroes set to shoot the I think we have a 2-hour finale.
You haven't been flipping your hair color back and forth, have you?
No, but that's what's fun for this too. It's a new look. It's and you know, within the red leather jacket that's from the video game. I mean, she's a badass, and it's fun, and she's tough, and you know, it's so different, you know, from the role that I have on Heroes.
Did you receive any particular training for the role?
No, I mean, we, you know, Rick, our stunt coordinator, is so great. So we go in and we learn. And, you know, for me, a movie like this, so much of it is being fit. I mean, these aren't people that would be able to survive if you weren't in shape. So for me, I run all the time. I am working out like crazy. I'm taking care of myself. So that when you do these things, it looks real. You know, when you're shooting these guns, I mean, if you've never done it before, you've never, you know, lifted a weight or played a sport, it's not going to look real. And that was one of the things I was hearing from the producers, is that he's so thrilled by this that you believe it. You go on the journey with us. And that, to me, is one of the elements in a film like this. It's not, you know, just creating this character. There's a physical element of it that's essential.
Cool.
Yeah.
Then, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're going back to Heroes in December, and I know they wrap some. Don't they wrap in December?
Yeah, we wrap the end.
So are you already thinking about coming stuff?
I am. I was just, you know, hearing that some scripts were being sent up. So for me, it's like I've gotten my dose of this. I've gotten to do some great, you know, dramatic stuff, you know, especially working on Obsessed, which was an incredible experience for me. And now, you know, maybe a little comedy, or I don't know, maybe a love story. Who knows? We'll see what's next.
You see Heroes going beyond this year?
I really don't know. You know, people speculate about it. One of the great things about our show is the international audience that we have. You know, you travel abroad and people all over Asia when you go to Europe love, love, love the show. Now, how much that impacts whether we'll stay on the air in the U.S., I don't know. And also how, you know, the climate with network television is changing with, you know, the DVR numbers coming in a week later and all that. So, you know, I don't know what it takes to keep something on the air right now, but I know that I'm proud to be on the show, and as long as they want me to be part of it, I'll be there. So.
Yeah, it's the genre stuff like that is seems tougher to keep it on the air. Joss Whedon's show just got canceled.
I saw that. Well, you know, you also see, I mean, you go onto cable and they allow the creators to have their vision. Yeah. You know, you look at Mad Men and he's like, you know, they don't come shouting down. There's not 10 studio heads, you know, screaming at them. They have to rewrite this or rewrite that or overwrite it to over-explain it. And to me, you know, if we'll see how long I'm on the show, and if I do go into television again, it will be in a situation where whoever the creator is has the power to keep their vision clear. And that's, to me, what I think the greatest problem is right now on network.
Yeah. You're a fan of Mad Men? Who isn't?
Who isn't? It's so spectacular. And, you know, I'll laugh with my husband when we watch it after, because you just think 3 minutes have gone by and no one said anything. Isn't that amazing? You get to live and breathe with these characters. And as an actor, that's one of, at least for me, one of the most thrilling things is being able to discover things in the moment. And there's not a lot of room for that in a lot of movies. So that's one side of it. You know, maybe I'll get to do a little breathing after this.
But having said that, I mean, you're happy with where your characters
absolutely
have gone on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll always be sad what happened with Nikki Sanders. I loved playing her the first season. The first season will always be one of the best times of my life creatively. I was learning to work the hours of a show, learning about the cast, learning about what it's like that you don't know what's happening 4 episodes in your future, which for me, that control was crazy because I'd come from film. That was a very, very new thing for me. And I'll always be sad that didn't work out, but, you know, I wasn't in a place to have any input on the direction of that. So if I ever do get back into it again, I'll get myself in there.
Do you want to do more in the horror genre as well? I mean, coming from the Final Destination franchise and even this, you know, the horror action, do you like that element?
I like it all, you know. I mean, for me, it's about the character, not as much about the genre of it and whatever, you know, speaks to me. And
what's going on?
Zombies!
Quick save us.
I'm excited that I get to work and play interesting characters, and I'm not just, you know, the girl who gets to play the girlfriend or the wife. I get to play real women who have struggles and troubles and passions, and that's always what I hope to do, no matter what format that lies in.
We didn't get to see you in any scene. Can you talk about what you wear in the film?
Yeah, it's straight from the video game. I mean, I have the red vest, which is, you know, what she wears, and instead I'm wearing some black jeans, kind of keeping it within the mood, you know, of Paul's world. And it's just, it's badass and it's tough. And yeah.
What's your weapon of choice for the movie?
I have a knife. That I can gut you with. No, it's little, but it will gut you. It will get you. It will strip you down. So, hi, mister. Hey, bro.
Thanks. Have fun.
So great to see all of you guys.